So I sent out an email. We do now have our own place on the visionproject.net, and if you got the email, you got a link to the first four calls that we've had so far, and hopefully that will continue, and we will get those calls directly on there very quickly. I did send out a question for all of you. I'm thinking that maybe we need to come up with a question maybe a week ahead of time so people have time to think. But we're going to just do a really easy one this time because we've got a couple newcomers. But this one would obviously would be come prepared to share your biggest challenge and your greatest accomplishment for this week. So I made it easy. Some of those times I've asked questions, people are like, that's a question I have to think about for like 3 weeks. So we're hoping that maybe this will help a little bit. So let's get started. Well, how about if we have Karen introduce herself? She's new. I met her this morning at a Coffee Connections in Aurora. It's 6:30. Karen, why don't you give us a little information about yourself?
Oh, well, thank you. I live in North Aurora, and I am a massage therapist and also have an energy business on the side. So I multitask a lot of different things, but I love what I do. I have been in kind of entrepreneurship for probably 20-plus years, and so sometimes continue to have the same challenges, I think. So looking for a way to overcome some of those, find some new systems and methodologies that will help me to be more successful.
Awesome, Karen. What would you say right now is your biggest challenge?
My biggest challenge right now is really structuring my time management, I guess, is probably my biggest. I'm not getting caught up in things that aren't really very productive and then feeling overwhelmed when stuff isn't getting done that probably is more important.
Awesome. And since I have you first, you can go ahead and give us the biggest accomplishment you had this week.
Biggest accomplishment this week, it's not business related, but...
It can be anything.
Okay. Is just being present to someone who, same age as me and lost her husband and went through the, you know, the funeral and stuff. It's three funerals in the last week, so it's been a little overwhelming, but I guess that was my biggest success is just being present and being there for someone who probably could use some moral support.
Awesome. I talked to somebody about probably a couple months ago, and one of the things that she suggested was a book called Margins. I don't remember the author of it, but she had said that the important thing is when you have all these things, all these balls up in the air, that you develop margins around them so that you have time for those things that become important very quickly, like, you know, a friend needing you or, you know, it's really desperate, you know, someone getting sick. And so they develop margins around your life so that you have that time and you don't go ahead and forget what's really important in life besides the fact that accomplishing everything you want to accomplish.
Great. Thank you.
How about Carol? You weren't on the last call, I think.
No, I didn't make it.
Missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too.
Carol, how about this week? What is your biggest challenge? Have you gotten further in where you're at? Have you brought some more business in? I know that you were having troubles with, we had lost a big client the last time we had talked.
Right, we lost a big client. So we still have the challenge, but I was just had a meeting with one of my managers, and I was saying to him, you know, I feel like I'm a volcano about to explode. So I don't, now looking back over losing our largest client, I don't believe that was such a bad thing. you know, we still haven't had a client to replace them, but I don't think that that's a bad thing at all. You know, I wanted to say, this is going to take me out. But if it was meant to take me out, I think I would have been dead by now. So I really think that's a great thing. So right now my greatest challenge is just kind of take all of this energy that I feel like God is building up to me and start being more productive as far as my marketing, because we're trying to do business out of state. So instead of saying, well, I'm going to call someone to go and market for me, where I'm the actual person that's doing the marketing so I can explode like a volcano.
Awesome. So your challenge, I understand, is marketing and
just putting all my energies or just putting them in the right place. You know, not exhausting my energies and complaining and being upset and being angry because we lost a client, but channeling those negative energies and making them into positive energies and taking that energy and putting it in the right direction or focusing on the right direction. I don't know if that makes sense. It makes sense to me in my head.
It probably makes more sense than you know. What would you say your biggest accomplishment is for this week?
This week was spending time with my husband. I know that sounds, you know, something that shouldn't be an accomplishment, but we have four children. You know, our youngest is 6 years old, and then he and I both work. He works for a different company, but myself owning my own business. We are at our offices 6 days a week. And our offices are only like four blocks from each other, but we don't see each other during the day. But this weekend, we said, you know, we've got to kind of meet each other again, get to know each other again. And we did that, and it was such wonderful time, just really having a great conversation and holding hands, and that was so wonderful. So that was a great accomplishment for me.
Wonderful. That is really good. Sometimes we just need to step back and make that time, because that, and all our things that we do, relationships that we have, you know, they are what make us who we are, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
How about you, Amy? I see you're on the call. How about you? What is your biggest challenge and what is your greatest accomplishment this week?
Greatest accomplishment?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for my biggest challenge, I want to get, more people understanding about how to say that. I want to help more people grow. This is my biggest challenge. I want to find a way to connect more people who have potential to grow, to help them grow. But I see a lot of, I have a few network meetings last week. I met a lot of intelligent young women, but I don't see they even know what they want to do, you know. So that's making me feel bad, because I have a hard time to connect them.
Okay. And so you would say your biggest accomplishment then would be?
I think I was able to do everything I'm doing now. It's the biggest accomplishment.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Myself? I grew up in China. I don't really a good student at the school. I you know, while growing up, my mom is a full-time engineer, so that's why I pretty much do everything on my own. So I have a good time, elementary school, high, you know, middle school, high school, and even college. I have a lot of friends. I did a lot of crazy things. So, I came to the United States, and I worked for a big corporation for 12 years. And I just realized school doesn't teach me much, you know, all the relationship I built past really helped me a lot. I was able to see a lot of things other people was not able to see. And I'm really lucky. I'm helping a Chinese investor come to the United States. I get involved all kinds of business. And so that's all about myself right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Amy. Teresa, your biggest challenge and your biggest accomplishment?
I'm trying to put words into my biggest challenge, but I guess trying to manage everything in front of me and make most of my time and also being able to slow down when needed. So I guess all of those on one. and then I guess it's only Tuesday, so my biggest accomplishment is not work-related, but I had a really good small group last night that I helped lead, and it's our second-to-last one, and so we had a good turnout, really excellent discussions. So I was excited about that. But I guess to keep the conversation going, if anybody, I don't know if there's tips of how to work through everything that's going so that you have proper progress being made on your projects, but yet you are able to slow down so you can enjoy and experience what's right in front of you. I guess that's what I'm working on in a challenge.
Awesome. Thanks, Teresa. How about you, Ginger Ann? I think you might be on mute.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. I guess this week my biggest challenge is, well, in general, my biggest challenge is trying to balance my kids and my work and trying to do everything I need to do there. That's my biggest accomplishment. I think surviving this week was my biggest accomplishment. I've been, my littlest one hasn't been sleeping, and neither has my older one, so I've been basically running on very little sleep for the past 2 weeks. So I think that's probably the biggest place to accomplish it.
And also raising a great husband so that he goes ahead and provides a nice atmosphere when you come back from a little jaunt outside. You come back and you have a spa in your living room. So, hey, not only are you raising great kids, but you're raising a great husband.
Yeah, my hubby did surprise me last night with a little spa in my living room after I came home. It was really relaxing.
So those of you that would like to get a little more information about some of the people that are on this particular call, we do have a Facebook page now, and it's called Awesome Women. I believe it's three dots, and that's you. So, Awesome Women, that's you. If you want to get on and join in, there is Facebook people that have joined on there, and you can post things about yourself, what you're doing, what you're accomplishing. Karen Carlson, that just spoke a little bit ago, had put on there, she has a book that she had been promoting. Let's see if I can get to it. Strengthening Your Wings. It's almost here, and there's a link to get to the book. So if you're interested in that, I also note that Sherita Hill, she has some big events coming up I think I'm missing Sharita today unless she's on with Karen. Anyway, hers is Hair Studio 369, and that's in Aurora for those of you that are in this area and want to get to know Sharita a little bit better. There is something on there too. So this is not just about the call. It is about the people who are on the call. And if you have things that you want to talk about, that you want to promote, that you want to encourage, this is the time to go ahead and get on and join on the Facebook page so that you can go ahead and get information out to them. Let's see who else we have here. Katrina, could you give us a little information about yourself and your biggest challenge and your biggest accomplishment for the week?
Well, I'm Katrina. I don't really have any accomplishments for the week because, well, it's only Tuesday. So
but the week is from Tuesday to Tuesday, so you have a little time there.
Oh,
you could even come up with one.
Not much. I don't really have any accomplishments.
What would you be?
And the challenges is basically just trying to be able to fit everything I have to do in the amount of time I have.
Seems like a big challenge across the board. Seems like there's a few of us. And Katrina, what do you do?
Well, I work.
Mm-hmm.
I work for my dad, and I work for pizza.
And she would understand delivering of pizzas like none other. So whenever you go out and order a pizza and somebody delivers it, just remember, one of those could be Katrina. And she is getting to the point where winter is coming, and so be really nice to those pizza delivery people. All right, ladies, I think that what we need to do is we need to go ahead and figure out how to make this call something that when we leave this call, we go, I am so glad I got on. So if you have something that you would like to share, this is the time to, if it's information like Karen had on her Facebook page, that would be cool. Anything that would be helpful to others to go ahead and be an encouragement, this is the time to do it, because what we want to do in these calls is we want to not only go ahead and encourage each other, but we want to encourage others, too, that didn't get on the call, because I send this out to probably 50-some ladies, and I know 50 people are not on this call. And so it would be good to go ahead and get them to be interested enough to join the call. So if you have something of awesome value that you'd like to think would be helpful, that would be a good time to share it. What else
could I
say? I
do have a question for everybody on the call.
Yes.
Specifically, moms, I guess. It's not quite work-related, but personal-related. I was wondering if all of you moms who've had older children in the age of two, at least, do you have any suggestions on, I guess, being the best mom that you can be for them, or something that, you know, would give encouragement to a young mom?
Well, ladies, I know that there are some out there that are moms. Help us out here.
Well, this is Carol. I'm a mom of four, and my children's ages are 24, 22, 19, and 6 years old. So I'm back in mommy mode. The older three try to call me Carol, which I don't let them call me that. So I would say, you know, just be involved as much as you can. My older three, you know, I kind of feel like I grew up with them. And so when they would do things, I would do things with them. You know, I was volunteer of the year for so many years when with their summer program. And I wasn't doing it to, you know, be their best friend, or I was just doing it to be their mother. And I wanted other people to know that these are my babies, and God has given them to me, and he's entrusted me with these three. So
I'm not going to let anybody bully them or, you know, walk over them. So it was not just a message for my children to know that everywhere they turned, their mom was there, but it was also to let other people know that these three are so important to me. But now with my six-year-old, she doesn't have one mother. She has three mothers.
Yeah, I remember being one.
I'm sorry?
I just remember being one of those mothers because I was the oldest of seven. So
Okay. And so what was so funny, just last night, my 22-year-old, and I'm trying, and all four of our children are still home. So we have a house full of people. And so, you know, I was telling the girls, we made dinner together, the girls and I, we made dinner, then we dipped marshmallows and pretzels and chocolate, and we decorated them. So this is the 22-year-old, the 19-year-old, and 6-year-old. Our oldest is a boy. So this is what the girls, this is what we're doing last night. So prepare dinner, and about 8 o'clock, 8:30, I said, okay, girls, mom is getting ready to wind down. You know, play with dad, play with each other. It's time for me to have some mommy time. I couldn't have been in my bedroom no more than 5 minutes, walked out of my bathroom, and all the girls were in my bed. Every single one. And I said, didn't I say I wanted some time by myself? Well, we don't want you to have any time by yourself. And so my 22-year-old, she is looking for her spelling bee trophies from her third, fourth, and fifth grade year. She was the spelling bee champ. And I told her, I don't know where they are. No one stole them because they're of no value. They have your name on them. No one can go and sell them and get any money. And my oldest daughter is telling my youngest daughter, our mom should have got a trophy right along with me because she was the one who would train me how to spell, and she'd stay up with me, and she was at every, she said I took her to every single contest, and she was right. So here she is 22 years old telling her 6-year-old sister what had occurred, you know, 14, 15 years ago, so that really made me feel good, even though I was tired. So just love them the best way you know how.
I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Yeah, children have a tendency to go ahead and make or break you sometimes. So it's nice that they made you last night, Mom.
Yes. Well,
ladies, I know one of the things that would like to accomplish on this call is to try to figure out how to make this a profitable call also for others, that we can bring in business for each other. One of the ways that I just did that was mentioning the Facebook page that we have, because Sherita is in for her own business, and she has the hair studio and some information on that. But if you have information about what you do and connections that you want to make, this would be a good way to do it. If you are not on Facebook, we can try to figure out another way. We can send out some information from the emails that we send out. But if you aren't on Facebook and you just like to join in, maybe make your own Facebook page just for that type of thing if you're not into the total social media information, because sometimes that can suck life out of you too, and then you won't have time for the things you need to, which I seem to see mentioned quite a few times today. But is there anything else that we would like to share? We have about 5 more minutes. And we would like to go ahead and close this call out and a good note. And so if there's some other information that would be helpful to others, please feel free to bring that forward at this time.
I guess maybe if the thought of struggling with time or even working through what's in front of you, well, maybe none of us are experts on that. I was wondering if maybe we could have a very quick, like, input discussion on that. I guess we only have 4 minutes. But what works for other people, or what have you seen work even some of the time to help enjoy what's in front of you and work through, like, a huge task list in front of you?
I think one of the things I find is making the most of the moment that you are in, making sure that you aren't wasting time, and even social media can help make that a waste of time when it gets carried away. Make certain times that you connect, get on the computer, make certain times that you're allowed to, you know, chill or read or... So I find that if I have certain things that have to be accomplished in a day, making lists is really good. So that those, by the end of the day, oh, that's right, I got this, I still have this to do. So, and make sure the list isn't too long. 5 things. And if you get those 5 things done, add 5 more. Those are fine things I find that are helpful. Anybody else has information, that'd be great.
Great, thanks. Or any other questions that people have as well?
Very quiet ladies today. Come on, we need to go ahead and have some choirs here. Big, big ladies that help us and join in, give us information that's helpful to each other. I think if you want, you would check next week. It would be nice to bring a new person on. If you can, that would be awesome. And if you have a question that you would like to present on the call, if you want to email me ahead of time, then I can go ahead and make sure that it gets out to everyone, and that way we can get, you know, a bigger genre of what we're going to discuss on the call. I mean, it's 30 minutes, and 30 minutes is important time for everyone, and we want to make sure it's the best use of the time that we have. And just connecting with women is great, but it would also be good to go ahead and make sure that when we do connect with them, we go away with something that's helpful with the rest of the day, the week, you know, into the next week. So those are things that I think are important as far as this call. And if you have noted that there isn't somebody on the call that has been in the past, you want the information about getting, encouraging them to get back on the call, that would be great. I know there's at least 2 or 3 people that have been on our calls in the past that aren't on this week. And so they would feel good if somebody connected with them via email or text or something. I may have some of the information that you need. But that would be great, because I mentioned once on a conference call I was on how we got a lady to rejoin groups, and I think it was because she felt it was one against her, one against them, or she was against her, against everyone else. And so when people started reaching out through the call and say, hey, you know, we missed you, you know, we like what you talk about, she joined back in. So I think if we go ahead and make people feel like they have been missed, that helps other people to go ahead and come back in. And we could use all that we can do to, you know, encourage others. So that is what I have to say today, and I'm going to close out this call because I see that it is time to let you get on with your day. So I thank you for joining the Awesome Women That You Call. If you have any questions about this call, please feel free to connect with the person who invited you or call 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300.